This is Talking Business.
I'm joined now by Victoria Stewart and Stephanie Roos, who are the co-founders and co-CEOs of Beam Australia. Now, Victoria, is it a recruitment agency? Because I know that you've basically focused on part-time.
Yep.
Are you a recruitment agency or a platform?
We are a platform for professional, part-time or fractional work.
So entirely part-time, is it?
That's right. So we refer to part-time as 1 to 4 days or reduced hours within the week.
Right. And Steph, is it entirely women or not?
Actually, 25% of the talent coming to Beam are men, and we're seeing increased demand, so that's wonderful.
Right. When did you start?
We started 2 years ago.
And what were you doing at the time? Why did you do this? Well, I presume it was because you were having your own families.
Yeah, exactly. So both Vic and I had been working really hard on climbing the corporate ladder and found ourselves in leadership roles. Vic was at Google, I was at CB, now Gartner. Once we started to have children, things just got progressively harder and harder to manage both simultaneously. And we both reached these critical points where the juggle just became too much. We were essentially overwhelmed and exhausted and needed to find more balance. And so we were forced into this decision of all in or all out on our careers, like millions of other people. And we both fell out. But the positive of that is that we resolved to fix this problem for our kids and for the millions of other people who face it.
Yeah, and so starting a business is not a part-time job.
No,
so
good point.
You've been all in, I presume.
We have.
Ever since then.
Yeah, we have, and we've really enjoyed that. But obviously it's given us the control and the flexibility for us to...
I presume you're able to do it from home as well, Vic.
Absolutely, we can. And we can be there for drop-off and pick-up if we want to be. But we are, you know, obviously doing everything we can to build the business and we're all in.
So tell us about how the business model works. Do you charge both sides? Do you talk to them, the employers and the talent? Or do you just act as a platform where they come to it, or do you have to interview both sides?
Yeah, both sides come to the platform. We meet everyone. So there's that human element is really important to us, particularly as we're learning about what people need, what they want, and really listening to the market. And then we only charge the employer side. Right? Because finding the best talent is highly valuable. And we believe that buying their capability is much more important than buying the amount of time they can sit at a desk.
Right. So how much do you charge them?
So we have two different fee models. So one of them is that employers are able to access the platform and reach two qualified talent who are pre-vetted very quickly, and that's a fixed fee of $3,000. And then if organisations require more support in terms of that account management side, then we charge a placement fee, less the original.
Right. So how's it going 2 years in?
Yeah, it's going really well. We have incredible demand, particularly from the talent side, in saying that, you know, they want flexible, genuine part-time roles, career-worthy roles as well. Interesting as well that we've talked about parents and women, but it also extends to pre-retirees that are wanting to scale back in hours. It extends to carers of the sick and elderly loved ones in Australia with an ageing workforce, and that's obviously going to increase over time. It also includes professional athletes and portfolio career seekers as well. And
professional athletes, I hadn't thought of that, of course.
Yeah, of course, because they need to be able to fund their athletic career but also build a career post-sport. And also another significant segment as well is the millennial segment, that their number one factor in job choice is work-life balance. And so given the fact that they will represent 75% of the workforce by 2025, this is an ever-increasing pool of talent that we're looking to help mobilise into these genuine part-time roles.
And do you get much involved in job sharing?
Yeah, so there's certainly demand for job sharing, but there's obviously pros and cons to that as well. So what we like to think about is different job structures depending on the requirements of the role itself. So we have actually started Beam Consulting as well to help organisations integrate fractional or part-time work into their organisations as well.
How did you come up with the name? It doesn't actually in the name tell anyone what you do.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's a nice name, but it's not, it doesn't actually convey what you're doing.
No, well, there's actually three elements to Beam. And one is probably the most important is that we're beaming a light on this hidden talent who otherwise are excluded from the full-time job market but are highly capable and highly valuable to employers and drive actually higher productivity and performance. And the second one is that we're creating that balance beam for people. And the third one is that beaming is obviously smiling. And we want to see happy, sustainable professionals and careers as well as happy employers.
So what sort of a trend are you seeing now? I mean, are more and more people going part-time?
Yeah, it's actually really interesting, Alan, because there is this convergence of preferences. So obviously you have these people, which we've always seen as people wanting to step back into the workforce, but can only do it in a part-time capacity. So there's convergence of those that are out of work, those that are in full-time work wanting to reduce their hours because they're overworked. We also have the contingent workforce that whilst they've got the flexibility that they need, they don't have the financial stability as well. So they're looking for more stable income. And then we've also got automation in the future of work as well. So whilst we're talking about automation, automating whole roles or full roles, it also much of the automation will be automating components of roles rather than the entire role. So there will be still be the requirement for the human element there, and therefore there is going to be an increasing number of roles required to be scoped for more part-time.
Do you mean that some, like a lot of people who work full-time will find part of their job be automated?
That's right.
And so that they have to go full part-time? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Well, there will be an element of that. But certainly it will be based on employee preferences as well. Yeah.
I mean, Steph, obviously one of the big problems in the workplace is the gender pay gap, mm-hmm. which I imagine is due to women having to leave the workforce and having to be all in or all out, as you put it.
Yep.
And even then, part-time work, going back part-time means you're holding yourself back.
Yep.
So what's your view about how that's going to unfold from here?
This is a really important issue and it's really complex as well. But and to your point, there certainly is the motherhood penalty. So when people take a break from their career or what's traditionally been seen as taking a step back in part-time, we don't believe you need to take a step back in your career if you go part-time. That's really important. So we are, our job actually is to change a mindset there. So
for but how's that going?
Yeah, we're making progress. And we've actually seen in our last couple of years that we have increased workforce participation. We've contributed to incremental super savings for women, and we've actually driven huge growth in incremental roles. So we've added more than $6.5 million in incremental salaries to the economy. That's just not new people working. They're incremental roles that have been created because companies have an option to bring people in part-time, and it's a different way of thinking. So what our talent's looking for isn't just part-time. It's an opportunity to work in a career-worthy role, so mid to senior level role, and have an impact in an organisation. Now, what business out there isn't looking for a highly engaged, highly capable professional to drive the growth of their business?
But how many employers are up for having someone at that level, that senior level, working part-time?
Well, interestingly, just 6% of managers work part-time in Australia right now. So your point around the gender pay gap means that there's no trajectory for women or men to move up if they are working in a part-time capacity. If we want to see closing of the gender pay gap, we need to see transition through the workforce into more senior roles and being able to provide those career tracks in at a senior level part-time. So
are you saying that it is going to be possible, should be possible, for people to have a career and become a manager working part-time?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yep. So we're seeing demand from a few different groups of employers. So one are these high-growth young SMEs that contribute 40% of the incremental roles to Australia every year. And what they're looking for is just the capability to excel in their business and propel their business forward. They don't really think in terms of full-time. They think about how can I get the best talent and when can they work, right? The second one are corporates. So we're working with some phenomenal organisations who genuinely want to make a change and contribute to a more equitable landscape of talent, so more diverse talent. So we've got PwC and EY, the ATO, the Reserve Bank of Australia and others, really preeminent.
These are your clients?
Yep. Organisations who are prepared to go on that journey and to say, we will create meaningful part-time roles in order to capture the best talent in the market.
Particularly at senior levels.
Yep.
Right. And so that's kind of happening now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And for the government, it's really interesting. So our third segment is really government organisations who need urgently to prepare for the future of work. So how does the government think about how do they attract the best talent and the skills that they need around data science and analytics and so on in order to, obviously support our nation? And so thinking creatively about how they can work with different types of work models is really important for them as well.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
on
you
what
so
you've
much.
Done, having a good idea and executing it.
Thank
which
you,
Thank
is
you, Alan.
The main thing. So I've been talking to Victoria Stewart and Stephanie Roos, who are the co-founders and co-CEOs of Beam Australia.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.